In conflict, not every desire is sinful. A husband may desire respect. A wife may desire tenderness. A parent may desire obedience. A child may desire understanding. A ministry leader may desire excellence. A volunteer may desire appreciation. A friend may desire loyalty. These desires can be good. The danger comes when a good desire becomes a ruling desire. A ruling desire begins to act like a master. It says, I must have this. It says, if I do not get this, I am justified in reacting this way. It says, because my desire is good, my methods must also be good. But that is not always true. A person may desire truth and still speak cruelly. A person may desire justice and still pursue revenge. A person may desire unity and still pressure others into silence. A person may desire respect and still become controlling. A person may desire safety and still begin to manipulate the situation through fear. This is where the kingdom battle becomes very personal. Galatians 5 contrasts the works of the flesh with the fruit of the Spirit. The flesh does not only show itself in obvious immorality, it can also show itself in rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, divisions, and envy. These are conflict words. They describe what happens when the heart is governed by something other than the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit looks different: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are also conflict words. They describe what the Spirit can grow in us when pressure rises. A helpful peacefire question is this: what am I willing to sin in order to get, keep, prove, or protect? That question may feel uncomfortable, but it can be freeing. If I am willing to lie to protect my reputation may be ruling me. If I am willing to explode to get respect, respect may be ruling me. If I am willing to gossip to gain support, being understood may be ruling me. If I am willing to punish someone with silence, control may be ruling me. Jesus does not expose these things to shame us. He exposes them to free us. He invites us to surrender even good desires back to Him. We can say, Lord, this desire matters, but it cannot be my God. You are Lord here. That surrender opens the way for wisdom. Now we can pursue truth without cruelty, justice without revenge, peace without pretending, boundaries without bitterness, love without control. Before moving on, name one good desire that becomes dangerous when it rules you. Then pray, Jesus, this desire belongs under your lordship.